afternoon. This is Ketchel Kirkham with Looking Up, a few minutes in the middle of the week to think about astronomical things. Now, I'm here in Cape Town with Venu Prayag. He's a second-year PhD student at UCT doing research into pulsars, but I want to talk to him about something really very, very interesting. So, good afternoon, Venu.
Good afternoon, Ketchel.
Now, Venu has his kind of official research, but he's also quite interested in something called technosignatures. Tell us about technosignatures, Venu.
So my reason to be in astronomy, firstly, was like I was fascinated by SETI since I was a kid. So to cut it short, SETI's technosignatures are actually signatures, technological signatures that a civilization can be producing. It could be radio interference like we see on our in our data from satellites going around the Earth. So what SETI has been doing for a few years, they are looking for signals in the nearby 1 million closest stars around Earth to look for signatures that could be of technological origin. So at this point, I think there are 300,000 stars that they have searched for. They are aiming to go to the million, where they think it's statistically probable that there should be a particular signature that they could attribute to something, let's say, alien here.
Okay, now he said that word. He said it. You heard it on Found Music Radio. He said the word alien. Now, I'm just going to have to backtrack here because not everybody will know what SETI is. So SETI is the Search for Extraterrestrial Intelligence. Yes, aliens. And this is taken extremely seriously as a scientific endeavor. And what Venu is talking about is these technosignatures. Do you mean that things like from coming from other planets where we'll direct telescopes, radio telescopes, and we'll maybe find something that can't be natural? Is that what you mean?
Exactly. It should be that. I mean, back in the, 60s, when Justin Bell found the first pulsar, we thought it was Little Green Man. So we thought it was unusual to have such periodic signals, short bursts of radio, and we thought it was Little Green Man, so alien. But now we know it's neutron stars that causes that. But what we are looking for is, SETI is looking for is narrow bands, so small. It doesn't emit in the whole band of radio frequencies, a small section, and about 1 hertz, so one times per second. So that's what they're looking for.
Right. So they're looking for something which can't be produced by nature. But now you just said that, you know, Jocelyn Bell Burnell, she found this particular kind of signal from a radio telescope way back in the 60s, and they thought at the time it was Little Green Men. But now, of course, we know different. It's a natural phenomenon. Don't you think the same could happen again, that we could see something and think, oh, no, that can't come from nature, but later on we find it does?
It could. We can't rule that out. But as at now, our understanding of how, that's what they said in the 60s too, but as at now, what we know about science and the physics of how space works, we do see these kinds of signals, we should actually check it, of course, but it could be, there's a high probability that it could be from a technosignature.
Okay, a technosignature. So now, is this something that you actually research in your own PhD, or are you looking at something quite different?
The way we search for radio pulsars is related to how SETI and Breakthrough Listen are looking for alien life or technosignatures. So I was very fascinated. I still am fascinated by extraterrestrial intelligence or life. So we have some overlap here. So that's why I learned about this.
Oh, I see. Okay. So the techniques and the instruments are very similar to your pulsar research, which are these stars which rotate very rapidly and emit these pulses of radio stuff. Well, I think this is all very, very interesting. And, you know, in the past, we thought about chemical signatures coming from exoplanets, and that there's certain chemical signatures which we don't think could be produced by nature, and that would give us a clue that there was something going on there. But technosignatures, you know, looking for other people who have got satellites that are generating telecommunication stuff like we do, that's what they're looking for. That's amazing.
Yeah, this is in the radio. Of course, you have JWST looking for, looking at exoplanets almost very regularly and looking for different molecules and chemicals in the atmosphere. So I think it should be combined together at some point. If you do find a technosignature, I would believe that telescopes around the world will have to look into other wavelengths at this source, and maybe then only we can conclude. But I'm very optimistic this can happen. I mean, not only me, for the amount of investment that happened for Breakthrough Listen to have a user-supplied equipment on Meerkat. Meerkat, which is a South African, I mean, it's a massive state-of-the-art telescope in South Africa, as you may know. Breakthrough Listen invested a lot in it, and they all believe in it, and I believe in it too. I think we'll have some results soon.
So now, here's something that I didn't know until just now, which is that SETI, they take Meerkat data. This is from the telescope, the radio telescope in the Karoo, and they sift through that data. So this is data collected by other astronomers. They sift through that data looking for technosignatures. Did I understand that correctly?
They don't take it. They just the data goes through their pipeline, which is called Breakthrough Listen User Supplied Equipment. It's one of the user supplied equipment connected to Meerkat. And they look for technosignatures in them. And if they do find some transient or something that is interesting, they will save that bit of data. But of course, till now we didn't have anything found. But so there's no additional cost to time. They don't have extra time. The time is being used by the other people who are observing. Let's say someone is observing a pulsar, extragalactic pulsar in the Large Magellanic Cloud. They will look through that data without that person knowing and doing it. Like, it's not going to impact anything.
Yeah. Okay, so it's like having sort of double science. So you're using the same data, you look through it again to see if there's any signs of those aliens. Oh, this is too exciting. So now, thank you very much, Venu, for talking to Fine Music Radio listeners. I have this one last question. Do you think that Meerkat in the Northern Cape is going to be the first to find signatures, techno signatures? What do you think?
Personally, I would love that to happen. The sensitivity of Meerkat is the best, one of the best, if not the best in the world. So having a Meerkat becoming upgraded to Meerkat Plus and later on the SK, I'm very, very optimistic in the next few years we'll find something.
Wow, that's extraordinary. Venu, thanks very much for talking to us about your interests. For now, this is Ketchel Kirkham wishing us clear skies.